Dr. Eric Arpianka, herpetologist and evolutionary ecologist, PhD Zoology, University of Washington, 1965, Guggenheim Fellow, 1978, American Association for the Advancement of Science Fellow, 1981, Fulbright Senior Research Scholar, 1990, Professor of Integrative Biology, at University of Texas, at Austin, author of over 200 scientific papers, as well as the textbook, Evolutionary Ecology, 1983, Distinguished Texas Scientist Award, from the Texas Academy of Science, 2006.
This assumption that somehow humans are better than everything else and have a right to do anything they want on this planet is odious. And it's so narrow-minded that it's scary. What people need to understand is that you are one tiny little branch of a tree of life flowing through time. And, you know, your afterlife, if you have one, consists of your genes in the gene pool in the future. And we're not thinking about our afterlife, our grandchildren. They're going to inherit this mess we made. We've got to control human population. We've got to control human nature. Humans have instincts like greed and revenge and instincts to breed. And natural selection made sure that we were good at breeding. That's what it's all about.
Professor Pianka said the Earth as we know it will not survive without drastic measures. Then, and without presenting any data to justify this number, he asserted that the only feasible solution to saving the Earth is to reduce the population to 10% of the present number.
Forrest M. Mims, III, chairman of the Environmental Science Section of the Texas Academy of Science, writing at the Citizen Scientist, April 2006.
The Texas Academy of Science recently gave its top honor to a University of Texas biologist who says the Earth would be better off if 90% of the human population was wiped out. Professor Eric Pianka says people have grown fat, apathetic, and miserable. He predicts a disease like the Ebola virus will give the human population a much-needed correction. Here to talk about his doomsday scenarios from Austin, Texas, Professor Eric Pianka. Professor, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
It sounds like you don't like people very much, describing the Earth is wildly overpopulated and saying we'd be better off if 90% died. Do you hate people?
No, I don't hate people. There are too many of us on this Earth, and we are taking too much of the Earth and too many habitats, and there are more people on this Earth than Earth can support, and there were 25 years ago.
Right.
We are an epidemic waiting to happen, and because we're so mobile and so dense, we can get on airplanes and fly across oceans.
No, I think
disease is going to spread fast. And the people who've studied this, the epidemiologists,
that's a common view.
And medical people are very, very concerned about the next pandemic.
I think probably everyone in America knows that. The difference is you seem to be saying that was a good thing. Let me ask.
I'm not saying anything is good. I'm saying if we don't control our population, the microbes will.
A closely related virus that kills monkeys, Ebola Restin, is airborne, and it is only a matter of time until Ebola Zaire evolves the capacity to be airborne. We've got an airborne 90% mortality human-killing agent. Think about that. We should be born with the right to reproduce, but not to over-reproduce. We need to change our tax system, so that you're taxed for having kids, rather than getting a reward. Dennis Meadows, at the bottom there, was asked to write this book, to do a study, using systems ecology, and the book was called Limits to Growth. We could not have reached 6.5 billion, if it weren't for fossil fuels, to do agriculture and feed the hordes of humans around the Earth. And the fossil fuels are running out. So I think we might have to cut back to say, 2 billion. Which would be about one-third as many people. Politicians can't win elections with views like this. I could never run for office. Even Al Gore, who wrote the environment book, never faced overpopulation. No politician ever has. the reason China was able to turn the corner, and is going to become the new superpower in the world, is because they got a police state. And they can force people to stop reproducing.
Dr. Eric Pianca, Texas Academy of Science speech, March 31, 2006.
I watched in amazement as a few hundred members of the Texas Academy of Science rose to their feet and gave a standing ovation to a speech that enthusiastically advocated the elimination of 90% of Earth's population by airborne Ebola.
Forrest M. Mims, III, Chairman of the Environmental Science Section of the Texas Academy of Science, writing at the Citizen Scientist, April 2006.
Prominent University of Texas biologist Dr. Eric Pianca, while receiving an award from the Texas Academy of Science, said that the worldwide AIDS pandemic was, quote, no good, it's too slow, and went on to laud the virtues of Ebola because it would kill 90% of the world population quickly. When his statements erupted into a national controversy, his graduate students defended him, stating that Pianca was too conservative and that all humans should be killed. But most frightening was the fact that in a crowd of over 1,000 prominent scientists, local newspapers reported that 95% of those in attendance gave Pianca sustained standing ovations every time he extolled the virtues of mass culling microbes and man's destruction.